Well, it's 1 minute to 1 o'clock, but I'm going to go a little bit over time here because I don't think there's another show coming in quite yet. And so I'm very pleased to thank one of the sponsors of the show and also an old friend and someone who was the guest co-host of this program for many months in those later years when we were on a small Long Island radio station. He's been listening patiently for the past couple of minutes because he always knows when I start talking. he's looking to get a word in edgewise. But very, very happy to have on the phone all the way from Long Island, New York, Mr. Jeffrey Goodman. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Good, but I hate to tell you, it was like 3 years I was on the show.
3 years ago? Or you were three?
I think it was for 3 years we did that thing.
Wow. Because I know you were a guest here and there, and then it became a thing where you were on week after week after week. I don't know if it was that long, but
I know
wow.
It was at least two, possibly three.
Maybe it just felt like three, but plus we also did another show. Now. We also did that other show and that stupid college in up on Long Island. So some crappy little college up in Stony Brook, New York. So how you doing?
I'm good. How is everything in Greeley? Oh, and Spamalot is coming. That's very good for you.
Who's in the tour? Anyone? They have any name playing Sir Arthur?
No, actually, it's the tour at this point doesn't have anybody that I've heard of. Doesn't mean it's not going to be a great show, but I have to. It's not like David Hyde Pierce is there, or Tim Curry.
Donna Hurley in it at one point in Vegas. That was the tour.
Oh wow! Yeah, well, we saw it. Did you see it with me in Vegas? Or
yes, I saw it. I saw it with you in Vegas, and then I saw it again in Vegas. I keep getting tickets to it for some reason.
That's a fun show. I mean, it's a very, very enjoyable.
Oh yeah! Oh, it's a great show.
Yeah,
Tony, the best show for God's sakes.
Oh, that's right. Spamalot was the Tony winner that year. I forgot to mention that. So, woohoo, get your emails in for that. So, Jeff, you said it's been a miserable kind of winter weather-wise.
Oh, my God.
In New York.
It doesn't stop snowing. I finally saw my dead grass the other day.
Oh, it finally melted away. Well, you had that huge storm. Two of them, or something like that.
I have news. That was the day I flew in from Thailand. I flew into this huge storm.
Surprise! But well, at least you made it on the ground. You know, you got back, and then suddenly things. It was 2 feet, right? That you got that time.
Uh huh. And then followed by another foot the next week.
and just now you're seeing the remnants go away. Is that true?
I'm telling you. Yeah. It just went away like last week.
Oh my gosh!
The past week. It was unbelievable.
Because I was down in New York about a month or so ago, and, you know, it was all there. It was slush. It was miserable. And the snow was stacked everywhere.
It has been disgusting here.
Well,
I mean, really, terrible, terrible, terrible. I want to move.
I did. You should. You know, best thing I ever did, best thing my wife ever made me or asked me to do was get the heck out of Long Island and New York. Oh, yeah.
I'm glad you're happy. I really am.
Here's the deal. You were going to move. You were going to move to either Thailand or Las Vegas.
Well, actually, I am still on my way. I just haven't found the space.
Yeah.
I haven't found the perfect. I'm very picky about my housing.
as well you should be. You have to live there, you know.
Yeah.
So, but aren't there isn't Vegas still a very depressed, recessed area real estate wise?
It hit the lowest. It's still going down. I'm telling you, you could get a beautiful house for under $100,000.
So can you. What are you waiting for?
Oh, I know. Well, I'm looking for a nice big house with a view and a pool for under two, which I'm finding. But it has to be the right one. And I also have a house I got accepted on. I had an offer accepted, but it's a short sale. And the people are kind of.
Wait a minute. When we talked weeks, was that the one we were talking weeks and weeks ago, where the thing fell through? You had bought a house. You knew this was it.
I had one.
Yeah,
I had one, but it fell through because the inspection was terrible.
So this is a different one that you're talking about now.
This is a different one. This is up in North Las Vegas, and it backs onto untamed desert.
Ooh.
Pure desert in the backyard, which is great.
I mean, you can wake up with a snake in your bathtub one time.
A mongoose.
Mongoose, okay, but not like a Rattler or something. So, but what's the deal? What is a short sale? What, you know, we were warned about that when we were looking for houses out here.
A short sale is when the owner who is in the house currently, the house has devalued so much, it's the value of the current value of the mortgage is more than what the house is worth. So they basically owe more than they have.
Right.
So a lot of times those people just want to get out of their loan. So what they do is they put the house up for sale, they get a buyer.
Mm-hmm.
The buyer has to then be approved by the owner of the house. Then they put it into the mortgage company. The mortgage company has then got to approve it and what they do is they just leave the house and they don't owe anything. And they, you know,
right,
credit rating is not affected too much.
Hmm. So. But why does it take forever? That's one of the things. They warned us.
Yes. It's this side of a foreclosure. It could go quickly, it could go slowly. The buyers in the case of the house that I have now,
yeah,
you know, just like everyone, everyone's human for the most part.
I have my thoughts about Charlie Sheen, who has tiger blood, but most of the rest of us are human.
No, leave Charlie alone.
So, but how long have you been dickering about the new house that you want?
Well, this house I've been approved since November.
Oh man!
It seems they really don't want to leave the home. They just want to extend their time they're living there for free. So the real estate agents are sending them forms to fill out, and they're not filling them out. You know what I mean?
Oh boy.
So they're just, like, hanging on to it. And they're just going to eventually be foreclosed upon. So, you know, it's not to their advantage, I don't think.
Hmm.
But, you know, we shall see. But as the house sits there, the problem is, since I made the offer, the value of the house has gone down.
Oh. Oh, and now you can't retract the offer. Well, I guess you can always retract an offer.
Sure, you just don't take it, that's all.
Right, but you can't say, oh, well, you know, I'm going to offer $5,000 less, or can you?
You can, but the bank doesn't say it, you won't take it.
Oh, oops.
The bank says, okay, we'll take it at this number, but it doesn't go down that much. It's still a lovely home.
Right, and are you ready to move if it, you know, if they say yes?
I will move tomorrow.
Yeah, I know that.
Before this, certainly before next winter, I'll tell you that.
Oh, well, yeah, you guys had it. And I do this every week, and I apologize to the listeners who choose to listen to this program every week. But I tell everyone, I say, when we first moved out here a year and a half ago, all our New York friends and neighbors said, oh, bring your snow boots, bring your mucklucks, bring your big Alaskan parkas and hats, because, oh, you're going to Colorado, it's going to be snow, 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 and cold. And meanwhile, the past 2 years, all our East Coast friends in Philadelphia, New Jersey, and certainly New York, have had worse, far worse winters than we have here up in northern Colorado.
Well, we think of you as Aspen, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, okay. If we're over the mountains, yes, they'll get 5 feet of snow in a winter. But,
right.
Yeah, no, we only had... We had one horrible cold snap here, and I wasn't even here for it. My poor wife. And then the rest, we just had, you know, one or two bad snowstorms, and that's it. Typical winter. It's been like a normal New York winter here. You guys have been getting the Colorado winter.
Well, I want a Vegas winter. When it snows at night, it's 50 degrees in the day.
Well, we do have that. It's funny. I went to see Riders in the Sky last night at the Union Colony Civic Center, and they did sing a little joke song about the idea of it will be sunny and start snowing in Colorado. And I don't know if they particularly wrote it for yesterday, or if it's something they pull out of their bag of tricks, or if it literally they just came up with it. Because yesterday it happened in the middle of the daytime. It was like 40-something degrees, bright sun in the sky, and it starts snowing. And then it stopped about 10 minutes.
40-something degrees.
Yeah, no, I don't know. It's Colorado. It's crazy here. But it didn't stick or anything. It turned into rain and then went away very quickly. Like, it can. The idea of a sunny, snowy day in Colorado is not unheard of.
I'm dreaming of a white St. Patrick's Day myself.
I would hope you're not. I would hope you're done with snow. I would hope you're, a gray-green St. Patty's Day.
You never know, I'll tell you.
That's true. So what else? Anything good happening in your life, Jeff Goodman? Anything new, interesting at all?
No, it's same old, same old.
Are you still doing the show with our mutual friend Charlie Gross?
No, Charlie's not been seeing shows. I haven't been seeing shows. It's terrible.
Well, it's winter.
It's such a wonderful season on Broadway.
Are you being facetious or not?
Not kidding. I'm looking forward. I'm dying to see Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Right, of course.
I love that movie.
Uh-huh.
And then Sister Act is bound to be a flop. I want to see how badly that's done.
Wait, what was the name of that? I missed that.
Sister Act.
Sister Act.
Broadway.
Yeah, Sister Act. I'm sorry. Yes, yeah. That sounds like it's going to be the next 9 to 5, you know?
It is exactly what it is. It's so funny, too, because they must have brought Whoopi Goldberg in at the last minute as a producer.
Uh-huh.
So they mentioned Whoopi Goldberg and Sister Act, so people think, because people say, oh, she's going to be in it. And I say, no.
Oh, no, I'll bet you dollars to donuts. They open it, it gets air reviews, they struggle, and they bring her in for a couple of weeks to boost the box office.
I'm sure she will do what she has The View to do every day.
Well, she can take vacations. She's done that. She's been on Broadway in the time she's been in The View. She did a couple of things.
I doubt it. I really doubt it.
You know, that might save the show. It might be a good show. It's not fair to pre-judge.
Oh, no, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. But I really am looking forward to Priscilla and, there's so many. I can't think of any now just a million musicals opening up.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting spring. I mean, the fall was kind of quiet.
Catch Me If You Can.
Looking forward to that.
That's been in the works forever because it's the Hairspray people all over again.
Yeah.
Oh, and the Book of Mormon.
Yes, I so want to see that. Oh, my God. The musical by the makers of South Park and Avenue Q.
Come to New York, we'll see it together.
That's a deal, man. That's a deal. Hey, it's 1:12 in the afternoon here, not in New York, but here in Greeley, Colorado. I'm talking to my good friend, Jeff Goodman, friend of the neighborhood. And remember, everybody, Jeff is the owner and proprietor of Banksy Schmancy Balloons for all your party decorating needs in the tri-state area. How do they get to contact you, Jeff?
They just dial the phone, 516-797-3229.
What was that again?
516-797-3229.
For fancy schmancy balloons. What's your motto? What's your not logo, but your ad slogan?
Does that have a fancy schmancy party?
Jeff Goodman, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff, well, I've kind of got to wrap up this.
One other thing to tell you.
Yeah, tell me. Real quick. What?
I forgot to. Did I tell you?
What?
I saw Spider-Man. The keep off the light or whatever.
Wait, how did you get tickets?
I actually bought them. They were on such a good sale.
Oh, okay, cool.
A couple of friends and I bought tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what happened that night?
Oh, no, what?
That was the night of the big accident. Spider-Man fell 2 stories into the orchestra pit.
You were there for that night?
Yes.
Did you see it actually happen, or did you look away and then it already happened?
I saw it actually happen. You went, what?
Oh, my God. What? So quickly, take us through. Yeah. Take us through it.
You weren't sure what happened because, the music kind of still played until it went to that one down of the music.
Yeah.
And then the lights blacked out on stage. And then all of a sudden, the lights didn't come up in the audience, but it was kind of a little light, I guess, on stage. I forgot how that worked, but it was like a little light.
Uh-huh.
And then the stage managers came in, ladies and gentlemen, there'll be a slight pause in the performance. About 5 minutes later, ladies and gentlemen, we will have a brief, I forgot exactly the words, but it was like they made it sound like it was just going to be a little bit longer of a brief break in the production,
yeah.
Show.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And about 30 seconds later, the lights came up in the audience, and ladies and gentlemen, the show is over.
Oh, my gosh.
And we just all left going, what?
And you didn't get your money back or anything. It happened late in the second act, right? Or when did
it came about 15 minutes before the end of the show. But we were offered tickets at a later date or your money back if you bought by through this. We got it through the sale, so it was fine.
So are you going to go back? You get tickets again?
Well, hopefully. My friend didn't really. I don't know what happened. She's having problems getting the tickets now.
Oh, great. Well, you know, because the scuttlebutt is that they're probably not going to open on March 14th now.
Did you know they just got fines from OSHA? Just fined them like $150,000.
I thought it was like 12 grand.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay. Maybe it was on.
No, I was shocked at how low the fines were. It was fines for the accidents that happened.
It was like $150,000, not 12.
Oh, okay, wow. Well, still, I mean, that's a drop in the bucket for a $60 million musical, but still. But and also those were for the accidents that happened 2 months ago. So they cleaned up their act on that level.
I forgot the day now. I thought it was January 29th, but I don't think so now.
Yeah. No, but I'm just saying it's like now it's all about – because nobody apparently has been injured in the past few weeks. So you know, kudos to them on that. Using that word a lot today. But they're bringing in another director with fresh eyes to help Julie Taymor and da-da-da. So Scuttlebutt is they're going to literally push the actual opening now to June.
Instead of bringing a book writer, that's what they need.
Yeah, no, they did that. They've got, I think, Roberto Aguirre Sacasa, the playwright, and he writes for comic books. He's also, I'm not sure if it's official, but he's unofficially been brought in to help matters. But they're not going to get it cleared up within a week when they're supposed to finally open. So they're not going to.
So. But I'll tell you, the music is awful.
Oh, dear.
And the storyline is very confusing. I'm telling you, Bono and the Edge, not really winning a Tony this year.
Well, no, they wouldn't. They couldn't win a Tony this year. They're not opening until June, probably. They couldn't if they did a great score if they moved the opening.
It could be the next Beatlemania, too.
Joking? What do you mean?
Beatlemania never opened. It just ran.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that. Huh.
You didn't know that?
No.
Beatlemania never opened, and that's what they made certain rules after that, that shows have to open, or the critic. That's why the critics came in when they came in. Because the critics had the right to, you know, because there was something about, you know, if a show normally gets reviewed, you can't keep a show open a certain amount of time without having it reviewed, because it's not fair to the people.
Right. Well, but how did they skirt around it this time? In this particular case, the reviewers dug around.
The reviewers said enough's enough. We've heard all this stuff about the show. We want to go see it. So they saw it like in January, February, when it was supposed to open. It had two opening dates, and then they said, okay, we'll go. Everyone bought a ticket, that's all.
Well, they bought their tickets. So I guess they weren't prevented from reviewing it, and producers aren't necessarily obligated then to give.
That's the whole thing. I think that may have been it. You can't prevent someone from reviewing the show, even in previews, as long as it's had a certain amount of time to preview, you know?
And these days, with blogs and everything, there's no real preventative from people blogging about the show on its very first preview. Yeah.
Right.
Well.
So
wow. But I'm sorry to hear that the score sucked.
It's terrible.
Oh, boy.
Terrible. But the sets, oh, my God, visually, it's a beautiful show. And some of the sets are just so outrageous. Mm. And just the sets, the costumes, there's a little puppetry in it.
Mm-hmm.
Not too much. Oh, there's new puppetry in this show at the Lincoln Center, though.
Okay.
That looks spectacular.
Is that the War Horse?
Yes.
Oh, I want to see that, too. Yeah.
It looks spectacular. I mean, there's so much. I mean, that championship season is opening tomorrow.
And that's a pretty hot ticket, although I don't think the play is going to...
It's a very hot ticket.
Yeah.
The original that's what brought John Lithgow here. Ooh. It brought so many actors the first show.
Yeah, but they did an off-Broadway revival of it less than 10 years ago over at Second Stage. It was an okay play. Right. I just don't see it. Well, maybe they'll find in it what they found in Driving Miss Daisy, reclaim the play and say, hey, no, it's a really great play, so we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, you know, Driving Miss Daisy is going fairly strong. It's closing in April.
Yeah.
It's because of Vanessa Redgrave and James Earl Jones' previous engagements, I believe.
Right. Well, I'm sure their contracts were already extended.
Oh, yeah. They did very well.
Yeah.
I mean, all sorts of stuff. The Colin Quinn thing is closing today. You know that.
Well, that had been extended, too. That wasn't supposed to run all the way until March. So, yeah.
Oh, that was supposed to be like 2 weeks or something.
Right, yeah. It was a cute show. And I reviewed that and Driving Miss Daisy on here a couple of weeks ago. So, nothing amazing.
You love Daisy.
Daisy was really good. Really liked Daisy. My first time I ever saw it on stage.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I saw the movie, read the play at one point, but I never saw the off-Broadway production of Driving Miss Daisy. So I finally got to see the show.
Oh, good for you.
Did you see it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot who was in it. I think it was Morgan Freeman in it.
Well, I mean, the original, the off-Broadway you saw way back when.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I think it might have been Morgan Freeman and Dana Ivey, but I could be wrong about
that. I think that's who it was, yeah. Yeah.
So, anywho, Jeff, it's 21 after 1. Oops. I kind of have to wrap this up. Jeff Goodman of Fancy Schmancy Balloons, 797-3229 is the number for all your party decorating needs, or just call him to chat about the theater. Because, like me, he loves it so much.
797-3229.
No, Jeff's doing just fine. Out there in Long Island, snowy and gray and miserable Long Island. Sorry. Good to talk to you, Jeff. Have a great one.
And
be well.
You too.
Talk to you soon, my friend. Have a good one.
Okie dokie.
Jeff Goodman, ladies and gentlemen, a special surprise guest on Dave's Gone By. Always great to hear from him. Thanks again to all of you for listening.